This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
This is Safia Al-Hilo reading Ode to Sudanese Americans. Basma and Rudy were first, each holding a mirror in her arms, where I could see my face as their faces, and we pierced our noses and wore gamarboba in our ears, and everyone at the party thought them hoop earrings. And in the New York years, I crowd smoky bars alongside Ladin and Shadin and Majid and Linda and Nidal, Athil and Amir and El Khair and Mo and Muhammad and Mo. And we are forever removing our shoes in each other's apartments, ashing cigarettes into the incense burner, making tea with the good dried mint our mothers taught us to keep in the freezer, next to the chili powder from home, making songs and dinner and jokes in our parents' accents. And I am funniest when I have two languages to cocktail, when I can say, remember, and everyone was there, the rented room at the middle school on Sundays, where our parents volunteered to teach us Arabic, to watch us bleat alif, ba, ta, tha, and text our American boyfriends that we were bored. And at restaurants, everyone asks if we are related, and we say yes. We do not date because we are probably cousins. We throw rent parties and project the video where Al-Balabil sing Gitar al-Shog, and I am not the only one crying, not the only one made and remade by longing, the mutation that Arabic makes of my English, metallic noises the English makes in my Arabic. We ululate at each other's weddings. We ululate at the club. And Sarah and Hanat make the mulah vegan. And in English, Safia spells her name like mine, but pronounces it like purified, sews a patch of garmasis to the back of my denim jacket. We wash our underwear in the sink and make group texts on WhatsApp. We go home and take pictures of the pyramids. We go home and take pictures of the Nile. We move to other cities and feel doubly diasporic. And your cousin's co-worker's little sister emails me a list of bigalas in Oakland, brings me crates of canned fava beans from her own parents' basement. And I say Sudanese American and mean also British Sudanese, and Canadian and Australian and raised in the Gulf, Azza and Yusra and Amani and Yasmin. And it's true that my people are everywhere. The uncles driving taxis at the end of our nights, the pharmacist who fills my prescription, who is named for the mole denoting beauty adorning her left cheek, guardian spirits of my every hookah bar, of my every untagged photograph, of crop tops and short shorts and pierced cartilage and tattoos, of henna and headscarves and undercuts and shaved heads, my tapestries, embroidered with hundreds of little mirrors, glinting like sequins in the changing light. About this poem, I wanted to make an offering to my communities, to the vibrant diasporic communities that raised me and named me and taught me. I was newly relocated to California when I wrote this poem, and realized how much I'd taken this proximity to my community for granted in DC and in New York. I miss them, my friends, my friend cousins, my 100 siblings. So I made them this poem in hopes that it will make them laugh a little and let them know that I am thinking of them.